Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Hello, welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports Show, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
Coming up on the show today, controversy in the Valley as Phoenix Suns and Mercury owner Robert Sarver has announced he is seeking buyers for his NBA and WNBA franchises after an investigation found he used racist slurs and harassed female employees. To discuss more on this story, we introduce Bloomberg reporter Cameron Leach. Thank you so much, Cameron, for joining us today. I wish we could have, you know, a fun topic, but this is not even fun close to it at all. At first, it was going to be a deal where, you know, that Robert Sarver was going to hold on to his team, maybe get the year punishment from the NBA. Because last week, at the time, the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, said, hey, okay, we're going to give you the year, but we didn't see any racial animus. Let's listen to what he said.
There's no neat answer here. I mean, it's other than owning property, the rights that come with owning an NBA team, you know, how that's set up within our Constitution, what it would take to remove that team, you know, from his control is a very involved process, and it's different than holding a job. It just is when you actually own a team. It's just a very different proposition.
So, Cameron, what changed now?
Well, it seems like he was saying that it's tougher to sell a team than to actually address some of the issues that are issues of discrimination, issues of racism in the workplace, and I don't think that's the case.
He sounded like a lawyer. I mean, he was talking about the rights. Mm-hmm. Legally too complicated was my takeaway from that comment he made. It's just something that they didn't want to have to deal with if they could avoid it.
Exactly. As we would call it, legalese. But we have to put this in context, too. This isn't Robert Sarver's first offense when it comes to issues within a workplace. When he bought the team in early 2004, there had been some issues about him, you know, having some of these remarks within a workplace, you know, not too long after he acquired the team. And now that this has come maybe, you know, decades later, and mm-hmm. you're still dealing with these issues within this type of environment, it's a real issue. And I think Adam Silver should have took that into context as well, too.
So maybe the league was complicit in allowing it to happen the first time around. And by saying that Robert Sarver should be maybe handled the same way that Don Sterling was handled, puts the NBA in the guilty box as well.
Correct. And I think because we don't have any audio evidence that, you know, Donna Sterling did, that's probably why they thought they could kind of sweep this under the rug. But when you have big superstars like LeBron James and the, you know, past NBA, MBPA president CP3 coming out to say, hey, we need to address this. This is a real problem they had to come and speak to.
Yeah, I think that was an impetus to what has led to this now of Sarver selling his share of the Suns and the Mercury because LeBron James and because of the other big name stars came out and said, hey, you got this wrong.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a multitude of ways to look at this. Let's think about it from the business standpoint, too. You have so many more superstars that are close to or already have become billionaires now, too. So now we're trying to see more of this changing of guard from players speaking up more, that's one, but also two, them looking to own teams as well, too.
Right.
So I think that plays some factor in this as well.
The balance of power is shifting, mm-hmm. and who comprises the NBA owners will shift in the years to come.
Yeah, at least we would hope so. Because also, too, just owning a team is not necessarily, hey, I have the money now. You have to go through a rigorous process, and the other owners have to accept you as well, too.
So that brings me to an interesting question here. The way that Adam Silver handled it, he basically represents the other NBA team owners. Mm-hmm. If he was only going to give Sarver a one-year suspension and a $10 million fine, which, by the way, is the largest allowed by the NBA Constitution, that was done with the other team owners' blessings, wasn't it?
At least they figured that this would be the best course of action. And also, too, $10 million in a industry that creates God knows billions.
Yeah.
If you start thinking
about
TV rights,
the team is worth $1.9 billion, right?
Yeah. And there are players on the team who make way more than that. Like, we're talking about some of the least skilled players, you know, as compared to NBA players, of course. So I don't think $10 million would even be a dent in his pockets either.
Something else also caused this is that when a minority owner of the Sun says, hey, man, mm-hmm. you got to go, that also brought this up. And I can imagine being a fly on the wall to those conversations.
Yeah. I think there probably had been some conversation between LeBron and the minority owner as well, too. And I'm curious to see, you know, if that opens the door for him to be the majority control owner of the team also.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You mentioned that LeBron James carries a lot of weight here, clearly, in what he said and his questioning and his comments about how basically the NBA got it wrong. What do we know about LeBron James's ambitions to join the NBA as a team owner?
I think there have been previous rumors out there about this. I don't know if Bloomberg News have reported this straight on, but that has been rumored before. Mm-hmm. I think just seeing some of his business acumen around just, you know, a plethora of, you know, we can think of the Fenway Sports Group as well, too. He also owns part of, if I'm not mistaken, AC Milan or Chelsea, one of the football clubs. So this is not something new for him when it comes to ownership. Even we start thinking about Spring Hill as well, too. There's just so many opportunities out there for him, specifically just being the face of the NBA.
Going back to what you were saying, it's a business, mm-hmm. and business is being affected. PayPal, who is associated with the team, says, no, if you're going to stick around, we're not.
And there you go. As soon as you start having advertisers and sponsors speak up, you'll see more of change of guard within the industry as well.
This is something where it's as we get more into the ESPN story and we're learning more about it, mm-hmm. it's pretty severe. Yeah. At first,
very damning.
It really is. I mean, it's And when we really got into it, I had to say to myself, and I like Adam Silver, but I had to say to myself, dude, why are you going soft? This is very serious.
He's a very likable guy, too. Stands over 6'2". I've met him once before, too, but I think this was definitely a case of mismanagement as well, too. Trying to play more to the owners as opposed to what's best for the overall NBA league itself. We're in an entire new just world nowadays, and there's just no place for discrimination and racism nowadays. So even if there was a lack of evidence or audio-visual component to, you know, some of the things that he said, I think this still should have been handled with more severity.
Yeah, I go back again to how Adam Silver put on his lawyer's hat and was treating this as a legal issue.
A lot of legalese. You know?
Yeah, more than anything else. I mean, you talk about the report being damning, Michael Barr. It detailed an 18-year pattern of misogyny and sexism inside the franchise that emanated from the top. Cameron, what kind of owner was Sarver? It sounds like he was pretty active. He showed up in the locker rooms. He was really involved. I don't know if he was mercurial, but it sounded like there were a lot of coaches over an 8-year period where there was a turnover that was notable.
Yeah, I haven't, witnessed his personality personally, but just based off of what, other reports I've seen out there, it seems like he was very engaged in some of the basketball operations, even down to Steve Kerr used to be the general manager there as well, too, and who's now at the Golden State Warriors, who was brought in, several championships there. And they've even had some of their issues, at least it's been out there in the media, at least, of why he wound up leaving from that post before he went over to Golden State Warriors. So it seemed to be a few things brewing over there.
So now what happens? Sarver says, okay, I'm going to sell parts of my team. What's the process that happens from here?
Well, so even for starters, this in itself isn't a punishment for him. He acquired the team for $401 million. Now it's said that the team could sell for upwards of $3 billion. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, that's a pretty hefty...
he'll make money coming out of this.
Yeah, so I don't know what the true headline material risk is for him, but his pockets will be padded, it seems. In addition to it, as far as the sales process, we'll start looking out for the advisors that will be selling the team itself, and we'll start to see more names come out, more other billionaires say, hey, I would like to start preparing a bid for that. And I think after that, you'll start seeing the ball rolling, and we'll see a short list after that.
Is there a lot of demand for a team like the Phoenix Suns and the Phoenix Mercury?
Yes.
Because it's an NBA franchise, right?
Yes, because it's an NBA franchise. Now, it's not the greatest, franchise in itself because it is in Phoenix, and I love Phoenix too, but for the record. But beyond that too, just because it is an NBA franchise, you're going to see a lot of people throwing money at the wall for this.
Matt Belloni of Puck was speculating that Bob Iger, former chairman and CEO of Disney, might be who might want to buy up Sarver's stake.
This came up in discussion with some other colleagues yesterday, too. And I met Bob Iger over the summer at Sun Valley. And I can see the ambition there for something within this space. But I don't necessarily know if he would want to be that involved in something that requires more face time as well, too.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I could see a lot of NBA players, even former NBA players, saying, you know what? If we put our nickels and quarters together, we might
a lot
be able
more
to
than
at
nickels
least,
and quarters.
Yeah,
bar.
Well, that's me. You've seen my pocketbook. That's how bad it is. That we might be able to at least, snap up at least a share of this, or even become a minority owner in this.
I think it depends too on what the structure of what the NBA will require. I know for certain professional sports teams, it requires a majority control owner to have at least pool the most money together. So it'll be interesting to see who's able to actually come up with the capital for it as well.
How long would this process take? I mean, this is not something that can happen in a matter of 2 months.
Yeah, no, there's no telling. We probably will see something maybe end of next season at least. So top of 2023, mid 2023 at least.
Thank you so much for talking with us here on the Bloomberg Business of Sports and laying your knowledge on us.
This has been great. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Do not forget to catch our podcast. That's right, our podcast Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays on all your podcast platforms and right here on Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, We take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.